already on air. In today's show, we have news about new Disney 100 experiences coming to Epcot this September. Disney's website unveiled new unified login, headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney's Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids. Welcome to another week.
Here we are.
Another
welcome,
week.
Welcome.
Another welcome week back. Of news. All right, let's start off with, first of all, this great announcement. If you want to book your 2024 Walt Disney World package, which can now include a dining package, and be entered to win a Disney Cruise for Four. That's right, a Disney Cruise for Four. Contact us today to start planning your 2024 vacation package by contacting us at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2. The word travel, so D2 travel. The rules are this. Your package must include a minimum of 4 nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must take place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of the booking will result in the forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. All right, Mr. James, what did you do this weekend? Anything Disney?
I did, unfortunately, nothing Disney. I went to a magical land where Disney does not exist.
Where is this spectacular place you speak of?
It's on the other side of the pond.
Did I do anything Disney? No, I didn't. I went and saw Oppenheimer.
I went and saw Barbie. I didn't get much of a choice.
Did you hear about the Barbieheimer?
Barbenheimer? Yes, I did.
Yeah, Barbenheimer. Yeah, yeah. What say you about the Barbie movie? Good, bad?
It is everything Barbie and then some. Mm. So if you're familiar with Barbie or not, I don't think you really have to be.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I was hoping that they would throw a little G.I. Joe in there.
Oh, that'd be funny.
You know, just for some comedy, like
yeah, this,
Karate Chop G.I. Joe. Hey, Ken.
Does well, which it is.
Yeah.
There could be a possibility for expanding the, I guess we should call it the Mattel Cinematic Universe. Ooh. Oh, wait, we already have an MCU. We can't do that.
No, we can't. We can't. Oppenheimer, all right, first is it's a 3-hour movie. So it is a time commitment. Bring a urinal.
Drink. Just one?
Or just use your soda cup, whatever you have to do to get through it.
Make sure you get a large.
Yeah. Make sure you order a super large. It was good, but my problem with it was a very slow moving story. My other problem is Christopher Nolan, and he doesn't, you know, movies are in the story, Mr. Nolan. That's why we go see them. So the movie starts out with post-atomic bomb. And, you know, Robert Downey Jr., who's the director of the AEC, the Atomic Nuclear Commission, or whatever it was. And then we get, like, kind of a flashback where, you know, Oppenheimer is being recruited to help with this. And then we get a flash forward to after the bomb. And then we get a thing. So you were like, and really the only way to tell that you were in the future of the past was, weirdly enough, the future was in black and white. The past was in color, which should have been the other way around. but I'm not going to argue with Nolan's creativity. So that's my two cents on it. It's a good movie. It's a good story. You know, it's very interesting. You know, even Einstein had a hand in this too.
Unfortunately, he did.
Yeah. So if you have 3 hours of time or want to wait till it's on some streaming platform where you can do it at home, you know,
20 minute segments.
Yeah. Where you can hit the pause button and go to the bathroom. You know, I
cook
get
dinner.
It. I get, yeah, cook dinner while you're watching this. So, but yeah, that's the only thing. I
do want to see it though. I hope I get a chance to. If not, then I guess I will have to catch it when it appears.
Yeah, we saw it in the IMAX over here in Altamont, and I feel like it would have been better. They do have a Dolby theater. I think it would have been better in that, but everybody was saying this was shot in 70mm IMAX.
IMAX. Yep.
So go see it in an IMAX theater, and that's what I did. Anyway, we'll see. All right, what's the first story we have, Mr. James?
So, first story today, Queenie and the Jambalaya Jazz Band will add magical atmosphere to evenings along Rivers of America. Jambalaya Jazz will soon be taking their show to a river. To a river barge. Ooh. with guest favorite Queenie returning to the band. The New Orleans inspired jazz act will add magical atmosphere to evenings along Rivers of America beginning July 21st, which actually has already started.
Yeah.
Queenie and the Jambalaya Jazz Band will perform a musical tribute to New Orleans each evening on a themed raft as they float down the Rivers of America. They will perform high-energy New Orleans tunes plus other Disney favorites. There will be three sets of performances beginning at 7:35 nightly, and guests may check the Disneyland app. Not here, sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Disneyland app for showtimes and details. And their energetic and interactive performances. After their energetic and interactive performances, stick around to enjoy Wondrous Journeys through August 31st or Halloween Screams through August 31st with state-of-the-art projected effects plus sparkling fireworks on select nights from the unique vantage point on the Rivers of America.
Well, that's like interesting. Fun. They don't do their fireworks show every night. It's on select nights. That's very interesting. Because Wondrous yes. Journey is their fireworks show, and obviously Halloween Screams is their Halloween show. So I guess they can't. I guess, you know, the locals in Anaheim would have to have headphones every night.
Yeah.
You know,
really thick windows.
Yeah. Be waking up the cats and dogs. Yeah, we don't get anything on our river bar tonight, which
no.
We should probably do. Something even at Animal Kingdom, something at Magic Kingdom. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next up. New yep. Disney 100 experiences are coming to Epcot this summer.
Is it Communicore?
Might be. It might be.
I'm doubting. Over to my room.
The Walt Disney World Company celebrating its 100th anniversary at the Walt Disney World Resort starting in late September. The celebration, that's because it starts in October, the celebration known as Disney 100 honors the fans and storytellers who have contributed to the joy of Disney over the past century. Epcot will be the focal point of their celebration, symbolizing a century of magic and innovation while also representing the future as the park's transformation concludes. If only
there weren't a wall left in that park.
Exactly. All I want for Christmas, Disney, is no Epcot walls.
Epcot's teeth to be restated.
Yeah, exactly. At the resort, guests at Epcot, the guests can enjoy various Disney 100 surprises, including backdrops, a platinum Mickey Mouse sculpture, a special photo opportunities, the World of Celebration area, and if you're not sure where that is, that's now in the front to the left, will feature a mural showcasing 100 Disney characters hidden throughout Epcot's different neighborhoods. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse will be dressed in their platinum attire for the photo opportunity in the Imagination Pavilion, of all places. Additionally, each night, Spaceship Earth will illuminate with its special colors and lights accompanied by the Disney 100 anthem. If you didn't know there was a song, they wrote a song. A unique rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star. So very interesting. There's a couple pictures out. Spaceship Earth looks very cool. Once again, the best thing they did for the 50th anniversary were put lights on that stupid ball.
I thought it was putting that giant finger.
No.
Oh, no, that wasn't the best thing they ever did.
That was not the best thing.
Oh, got confused.
It's the thing that lasted the longest that everybody hated the most.
It definitely lasted the longest. But
that and the hat in the studios.
The hat, too. The hat was there for a little while.
A little bit too long.
A little bit. And that thing you said about backdrop, I don't know why you said the back. They're putting a new backdrop? I thought that's what the walls were for. I thought that was the backdrop.
Yeah. Look, a construction wall. You should take a picture.
Find all 100 of them.
Yeah.
Go.
Find 100 panels of wall. Go ahead. We'll wait.
Bet you could do it in 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just getting in the park. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Dreamer's Point, the Walt statue. That's the thing, yes. I want to see the most.
That would be nice. It's definitely
and
nice
I don't
to
know,
see what it's done.
Like, are people going to be able to go up and sit next to it? If that's the case, there's going to be a line for that thing all day, every day.
They might need a new wall just for the line.
They might have to retreat the bronze on it because it's going to be worn off and everybody touching it. Can somebody go repaint the Walt statue again today? I know it's the third time. I know it's the third time, but, everybody's been touching it. Oh, God. Maybe they should just electrify it so nobody will touch it. All right, what's the next story, Mr. James?
Next story, I've actually just recently heard of myself. Chef Manette Cajon. Chauhan is bringing Indian cuisine to Disney Springs. Walt Disney World is set to open a new restaurant called Et, which you can look up online right now. The logo for the restaurant has been posted. Et by Manette Chauhan at Disney Springs. Manette Chauhan is a James Beard Award-winning chef and Food Network star, has partnered with Vivek Diora, an international hospitality entrepreneur, to bring Indian cuisine to Disney Springs. This is actually something we don't actually have at Disney Springs, is Indian cuisine. So that would be a nice introduction to another restaurant. I will take it.
Yeah.
Indian cuisine to Disney Springs. The exact details of the restaurant, such as its opening date, whether it will be table service or quick service, and its exact location is completely still a mystery, because if you haven't been there in a while, there is a lot of movement at Disney Springs. The Sunglass Hut has just opened, as we noticed last week. The other part right next to it, the candle store, is going next to it, where Sosa used to be. Bowls.
Okay.
From the co-op, I believe that's where they are.
Right.
UGG has closed, which I think you saw. And
everything with water is
closed. Everything with water has closed.
Yep.
No one ever. No one knew. Lululemon's moving to where UGG used to be, or Uggs.
Yeah.
So we do have some openings. They could go right there next to the old Lululemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because Rick Bayless is right there, so that wouldn't be bad to have another restaurant in that kind of open hallway of nothing.
Help draw some traffic there because it's a dead zone.
Yes, it is. There's nothing there. Yeah. Not much. Yep. So, but yeah, there's a lot. However, speculations in this one have not been officially released. However, speculations point to the former site of Wolfgang Puck Express in the Marketplace area as a possible location. With Kahan's culinary skills and Dior's hospitality expertise, Et is expected to offer exceptional cuisine and an immersive Indian dining experience.
Yeah, I don't think the Wolfgang Express place is big enough for this concept.
I don't either, but it having a kitchen, if it's still there, which I'm sure it does, makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't need any more stuff jammed in a little spot.
Yeah.
I would hope they'd put it somewhere else. We'll see. Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Indian food fan, but I will try everything once. At least once.
I will too. Yeah. So
hopefully there's something on there I can sink my teeth into. All right. DVC, James, is testing a new program to assist with vacation planning and ADRs, and that's advanced dining reservations for those in the know. For about a year, Disney Vacation Club has quietly been testing a program it refers to as the Member Experience Specialist Team. Approximately 90 days prior to their scheduled arrival, select DVC members are contacted by a cast member offering to assist with vacation planning needs. The areas served by the team will include dining reservations, search for recreation availabilities, organize your special events, help you set up your My Disney Experience app, Disney Magic Mobile Digital Wallet for membership benefits, park tickets, park reservations, resort reservation requests, and general questions. Well, isn't that nice of you, Disney, to come back to the customer service game?
Can we have a DVC app?
Yes.
Please. Mm-hmm. That's all. Yep. That's all I want. Yep. Something that works.
Yep.
On my phone.
Initial contact is made via email, with members invited to communicate their needs in any of the above areas via email or phone. Perhaps most valuable is the dining reservation assistance. I would say yes to that. Eliminating the need for the members to book via the Walt Disney World app or website. The correspondence includes a deadline for responding, which is typically 3 to 4 days before the advanced dining can be made for the trip. In the event they are unable to secure a specific dining reservation when the window first opens, the group promises to continuously search on their behalf. So here's the interesting statement in this.
So when that says 3 to 4 days, if you booked already, if you're a DVC member, you've booked already. When they call you, have it ready.
Yeah.
Just have it ready. Don't wait to 3 to 4 days because it's probably going to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're going to change your mind in Ohana's at 3 to 4 days, it's not happening.
Right. So these cast members don't have the ability to, they're still using the same 90-day window you would as a guest. You know, that's why they're emailing you 3 or 4 days before trying to get your request so that when your 90-day window opens, they can begin to start that search.
They can book
for you.
It for you.
So you would think they would give them a little leeway to say, all right, you know, we'll give them access before the 90-day window so they can help, you know, expedite some of these reservations. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
It's okay.
Thanks.
I feel your pain.
Okay. Thanks. All right. This is one. I'll talk about this and then I'll give you my 2 cents.
Sure. I will. Why not? Disney website unveiled new unified login. Disney Vacation Club owners should see a new login box when they visit the members only site on site and other Disney websites. Today, Disney launched a new login box across many of its websites. Functionality, it works about the same as the previous login, which was updated back in April. Members are first asked to enter their email address and click continue. Then they will be presented with a second login box to enter the password. Logan is now featured on a number of websites: Vacation Club, DVC, My Disney Experience, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, ESPN, Star Wars, Who.com, Hulu, and Disney Plus, which is basically everything.
Yeah. So here's my bugaboo. Coming from the IT world, you do not want to reuse your password for any website. Yeah, because if you have a password and it is compromised, well, then guess what? Then, you know, hackers can go going down every website and go, is this it? So all of these sites mentioned, Vacation Club Experience, Disneyland, Cruise Line, ESPN, Star Wars, Hulu, all now have the same password. And if you're a DVC member, you probably have a credit card or you have your contract number. Is all tied to your profile. So if somebody accidentally gets your Hulu password because you made it easy, which is now your DVC member password, well, now you're screwed because they got access to your entire Disney life with one password. So I don't think this is a great idea for security.
Well, we did offer two form factor login now on DVC.
Okay. That's good, but the others don't.
No, they don't. And that's only on the DVC side where your contract is.
There you go.
So that's safe.
Okay.
But your My Experience still has access to half of everything else, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's got the rest of my Disney life.
They can have my cruise line account because hey, listen, if they want to buy me a cruise, go right ahead.
Yeah, if you want to pay for my passholder fee, well, please feel free. I'll give you the login for that. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Last week we had a trivia question. The trivia question was, what was the original name of Walt Disney's animation studio before it became the Walt Disney Studios? And the correct answer is it was called the Disney Brothers Studio. Disney Brothers Studio. And Scott is the winner. And as we like to say right here, Scott, it's in the mail.
All
right, this week's trivia question, Mr. James, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. In the movie Up, what type of bird is Kevin? So if you think you know the right answer to that, send it to DisneyParksPodcast.com. So
he's a something.
He is something. He I can tell is you what something he is. Else.
He's very tall. Not bright.
And very tall.
And not bright.
All right. Extended evening hours return to Disney's Hollywood Studios this fall of 2023. So guests staying at deluxe resorts and Disney vacation clubs will be able to enjoy extra time at the studios this fall. Walt Disney World has revealed that the extended evening hours are set to return for the studios for at least 5 weeks in September and October. And the dates are as follows. Saturday, September 30th, Thursday, October 5th, October 11th, October 19th, and October 25th. Extended evening hours were introduced in 2021 as part of the 50th anniversary. Guests staying at Disney Deluxe and Disney DVC can enjoy two additional theme park hours on select nights that the park has been closed to the public. The perk is typically offered every week at the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. This is the first time its free late night hours have been done at the studio since 2022.
Wow, that's good.
So take it.
I'm trying to bring a little bit back every day.
Yeah, I would do that if I was a DVC member. I would definitely take advantage of those 2 hours.
Yes.
You know, I'd park hop over there, you know, from one park.
Yeah, you can make it.
Yeah.
You just got to go. Yeah. Just run for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Next on the list, Disney 100, the exhibition, Europe. The exhibition, Europe moves to London, October 2023, with tickets on sale now. Disney 100's The Exhibition will move from Munich, Germany to London, England, and will be hosted at the XL London from October 13th, 2023 to January 22nd, 2024. This European version of the exhibition will feature exclusive items. The 20,000 square foot exhibition will have 10 themed galleries showcasing over 250 rarely seen artifacts, costumes, props, and memorabilia from Disney classics like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to never seen releases like Encanto, including Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel works. Visitors can expect a nostalgic and educational journey through 100 years of the Walt Disney Company with moving stories and interactive installations. Tickets can be reserved on Disney100Exhibit.com/London, and prices start at £3,150 for adults, with VIP options available. The venue is wheelchair accessible, offers parking, and is conveniently located near public transportation.
I wonder if the one here in the States is still in Philadelphia. I'll have to go look, because I would like to go see that before it moves on to some other place. I wouldn't mind going to Philadelphia. It's close to Jersey and New York. Anyway. All right, kids, how about a little headline?
Headline news.
And now, the headline news.
All right, for all you people that collect Happy Meal toys, McDonald's has now introduced a line of the Marvel's Happy Meal toys. So go get some of those. American Gardens Theater at Epcot updated with a new digital tip board. So that is nice. It's not a static sign anymore with numbers that a cast member has to slide in for the show times. It's all digital. Digital. As we mentioned, everything but the water has closed at Disney Springs. And then, as James also mentioned, Bo's Signature Candles is opening a new location at Disney Springs and Walt Disney World. More refurbishments are underway at Epcot's United Kingdom Pavilion. They weren't very detailed on what those were, but there's new things coming there. So that's
it. If Bose doesn't fumigate that building, you may have a cigar-flavored candle.
Yeah, how do you get the stink of 20 years of cigars out of there?
At least 20 years.
Yeah.
If not more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know. All right. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we want to thank you all for listening.
Yes.
Please, if you like this show and you'd like to get two more shows. Yes, two more.
Yeah, two more.
Two more.
And this show today.
And this show today rather than Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Go to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast and sign up. There are three different subscription levels. It's very cheap. It's very good. And now we're able to post the video version, which you can see on Patreon. So you can see all
listen
of this
to these
glory.
Antics a little bit longer.
You get to see all the antics of us making this mud as we go. All right, kids, that's it. We're signing out. Peace
We're
out.
Out of here.
See ya at the Disney Parks Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue. Eight steps in, I see you.